So, you know, generally speaking, if you go to the marketplace and say, hey, I want to go from 20% renewable to 50% renewable, and I don't want to pay more for it, they'll laugh in your face. They will tell you that you're deluded, that you can't do that. The renewable energy costs more than conventional energy. And that's just not true. It's true in certain regulatory environments. It's true if a utility that owns legacy infrastructure, the poles and wires, the power plants, the pipelines, in some cases the rail systems, mines, is going to eliminate its portfolio to 50%, that it would have to cover those losses, right? So it's suffering losses, stranding that legacy infrastructure. So if the utility has to implement a 50% renewable portfolio, you're going to pay more. There's no doubt about it. But if you're able to set up a transaction where you essentially bypass that utility and as I say, wipe the slate clean, it's a different matter. The straight cost of the technology financed on 10-year payback or 15-year payback, energy efficiency, for example, is cheaper than coal-fired generation right now. It has been for 5 years. The many renewables are cheaper than coal-fired power today. And many conservation measures are cheaper than gas-fired power if you finance it on a 10, 15-year basis. So that's really the issue. It's a political issue. It's an issue of a monopoly that has the right to collect when it suffers losses. And so if you want to impose a change on it, you're going to have to pay more. But if you were able to get out from under that, then you don't have to. Now, some would say, well, what about the utility? It's going to go into a death spiral. That's what you read about in the press, right? But that is a regulatory crisis. Right? That's the point at which a protection racket, right? Where it is ostensibly in the public interest to save Wall Street, and so they get bailed out. So it's ostensibly in the public interest to preserve publicly traded monopolies, even though they're causing the atmosphere to collapse. And so it's a painful choice. We have seen that there are alternatives to the utilities. If they were to embrace change, there are things that they can do. They're really not as helpless as they appear. But they're entrenched, and in that entrenched position, in that protection racket, they act helpless. And that's the dilemma, the policy dilemma, and really that's driving our society today, and that has frozen American energy policy, climate policy, for my whole career, and to making today the U.S. one of the most backward countries in terms of renewable energy development and climate policy in the Western world. Corporatism. And so the CCA really just gives at the local level, not the top level down, the state taking over, but at the local level, it doesn't mandate a change, but it empowers communities that seek that change to pursue it. So it's very much bottom up in that sense. And it allows them essentially to opt out of that system without having to bail out the utility.